Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Warning. This program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Hello, everybody. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations, and once again, we are addressing the most important issues in your life. I have issues we want to discuss today. Issue number one, the U.S. literacy rate fell from 5th in the world in the 1960s to 49th in the world today. We are just somewhere around third world nations in our literacy rates. Ladies and gentlemen, families should be very concerned about what's happening in education today. Homeschoolers are scoring in the 75th and 90th percentile. It is the brightest light in American education today, and yet there are many parents who have not checked it out. Parents who care and love for their children should at least check out homeschooling. And issue number two, the principle of individuality is essential for education. I'll tell you why. Because every child is different. In fact, what's the first thing that parents say when that second child comes out of the womb? They're so different. Yeah. But unfortunately, the system of education we have today does not understand that most basic, simple concept of human behavior. The mantra in modern education is standardize and centralize. When Laura Ingalls Wilder entered the classroom, what was the first question she asked her students, her six students? Where are you? Mr. 12-year-old little boy, where are you? He says, I'm in the fifth reader. Great, we'll start there. And they would just go from there. Every child was in a different reader, and it really didn't matter where they were. She just picked up and went with them. Well, things have changed since then because they couldn't leave it in the hands of Laura Ingalls Wilder. America, of course, became the strongest nation on the face of the earth with one-room schoolhouses and homeschools, but experts, professionals, very, very smart people in districts and state governments began to say, hey, let's centralize control because we know how every child in every family in every corner of this state needs to be educated. And so powers began to centralize, systems began to standardize, and that's exactly the way education went all the way into 1973 when it was centralized in the Department of Education. Today, Republicans and Democrats alike continue to say, hey, let's centralize and standardize education. Children are not widgets. You can't process them through the same system one by one and expect that the results are going to be good on the other end, because every child coming into the system is going to be different. Issue number three, our schools today do not account for these differences, family differences, individual differences, even gender differences. Sometimes you can't take a seven-year-old boy and jam him into a tiny little hole and expect to get something but a mess out of the other end. By the way, they didn't have a Ritalin in the 1960s. They didn't have Ritalin in the 1760s. Patrick Henry, one of the greatest men in American history, was a dreamer. He was good for nothing in school. His father brought him home, taught him a few subjects, but could hardly do that. Finally, when he was 20 years old, he borrowed a few law books from a friend and passed the bar exam in 3 weeks. And he became the greatest orator by a long shot in American history, and of course the governor of Virginia for 4 terms. He would have been an abject failure in schools today. Thomas Edison kicked out of school at 7 years of age, accused of being an ignorant, hyperactive fool. They were miserably poor, so his mother taught him at home, and the end result was, of course, well, almost everything you see around you today. Look at the lights. Look at everything we have. Thomas Edison behind it. Photographer Ansel Adams was kicked out of school for being hyperactive. He writes, "I trace who I am and the direction of my development to those years of growing up in our home on the dunes, propelled especially by an internal spark, tenderly kept alive and glowing by my father." Aren't those beautiful words, Ansel Adams? Folks, they would have all been on Ritalin. How many great Edisons, Ansel Adams, or Patrick Henrys are we drugging into oblivion today because we're ignoring the principles that God gives us in the Bible? The principle of individuality, the principle of relationship-based learning, the principle of life integration, the preeminence of character. We're going to talk about a few of these things. My guest is Diane Craft. She's been working with specially gifted, notice I didn't say special needs, specially gifted children for the last 30 years. And she's helped tens of thousands of parents around the nation. Do you have a tough child? Maybe you know a family's been struggling with their son or daughter. I want you to stay tuned today. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month. Yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org. Looking for a wholesome and adventuresome vacation idea for your family? Join Worldview Academy's Bill Jack at Latigo Ranch during the week of September 25th. It's a perfect western vacation with mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. We've got special rates for this exclusive homeschool week. Kids who are under 13 will take 50% off their already reduced prices. Latigo Ranch is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 800-227-9655. Ladies and gentlemen, boy, do we have a great program lined up for you today. My name is Kevin Swanson. It's Generations. We're talking about the things that matter most, the people that matter most in our lives, our children. And Diane Craft is here today with us, travels the country helping parents and teachers address learning difficulties. Diane, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here, Kevin.
And I can't think of anything more important that we could be discussing today. Diane, you work with children with a lot of learning difficulties. You know, when it comes down to it, Diane, all of us have challenges in life.
Yes.
And we all have our gifts. Is it damaging to a child to say you're a special needs child versus a specially gifted child?
The term special needs is definitely not my favorite term, because that would be every one of us. And so we categorize it by learning.
Right.
In fact, some kids learn their math facts quickly. We say, oh, that's because they're smart. No, it's because we taught to their style. The child who didn't learn it as quickly is very smart, but they learn something else quickly. So it gives that connotation of smart or not smart, and it has nothing to do with that. The majority of kids I work with, in fact, just about all of them, I call them gifted with a glitch. They are very, very bright kids, but they learn differently.
And, you know, that's a freeing concept, isn't it? This idea that children are different. Now it frees us. We don't have to hold them down to the same standards of everybody else.
That's right. And that's the beauty of homeschool.
When my son is very young, we homeschool him, but when he's very young, we think he would have been on intravenous Ritalin in that classroom. He was a challenge and a half and was for many, many years. And we're so thankful that we homeschooled him because of inherent flexibility that is there.
Yes.
Some have called it ABD, the American boy disease.
I love it.
And, you know, there are a lot of children using these psychotropic drugs today,
yes.
And it's going through the roof. I read the number 6 million children on Ritalin this year. I just find that hard to believe. Is that exaggerated?
It is just amazing. When I first began, I think, 10 years ago, giving talks about Ritalin and the increase in that, my quote was always, it's increased 300% in the last 5 years. Well, now that was, another 5 years.
Right.
We just had a huge increase in the use of Ritalin, Concerta. In fact, I have seen kids that are 3 years old that they put on that, and it is just outrageous.
And my understanding is it's even more damaging to little children between 2 and 4 years of age. It's not good for them.
The PDR, the physician's desk reference, says it should never be used for anyone under 12. The same with we have kids taking Zoloft and Prozac and all of the adult drugs that really the PDR doesn't say that it's been studied for them.
And, I think that the drugs have already been proved to have problems. They found out that it stunts growth and it does these other things. So it really does affect them, doesn't it?
After I finished homeschool my son, I went back into the education system and taught and learned so much from the students that were there. And one of the things I noticed that if they were put on Ritalin in first or second grade, by fifth grade they had increased and they needed to be on a sustained release. Later on, then they would add maybe something to help them sleep. Catapress is often used to help them get to sleep. Then I would see my 6th, 7th, 8th graders often were put on an antidepressant because all we're doing is recirculating that serotonin,
okay.
That feel-good, mm-hmm. settle-down, focused neurotransmitter. We're fooling the brain to always recirculate more. No one's saying, I wonder why this child isn't manufacturing as much as his sibling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw the increase in the amount of medications, and then they would get to be what we call hypomanic.
Mm-hmm.
They would get uninhibited,
right.
Because it was circulating it in a way that the brain wasn't ready for.
In fact, let me read to you something here as to whether or not the drugs are doing any good. This is a comprehensive follow-up study from Montreal Children's Hospital. The report said, although it appeared that hyperactive kids treated with Ritalin were initially more manageable, the degree of improvement and emotional adjustment was essentially identical at the end of 5 years to that seen in a group of kids who had received no medication at all.
Yes.
And so it appears like it's giving you something at the beginning, but really in the long run, it's not doing anything for you, is it?
What they're finding is exactly right. It does help with the focus because it is a stimulant, but it doesn't help. Many of these children really have a little learning glitch, a little learning block, or a different style of learning that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't help with that.
In the end, it doesn't really make them any better than anybody else. It may even suppress them, and I wonder if it does. I wonder if many of these children are really very talented, and they're the Edisons, they're the Patrick Henrys. But what's happening with the drugs is they're suppressing their ability
creativity,
their ability to really excel.
And that is so interesting because so many adults we see who say, I was on Ritalin when I was younger, they're not on Ritalin as adults. They're very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurs, a little bit looser in their organization of life, but accomplishing things that you wouldn't be able to accomplish otherwise.
Are the schools in a box of some sort? Is this, and I already presented this idea that there's a standardization that's happening, but that standardization is a small box, and there are children that just don't fit into that box.
So much so. That's, of course, why the homeschool movement is just growing. So, and in defense of teachers, we're all teachers and parents at heart. They really would love to do something about it. But when you have 30 children coming in to the classroom, and every year they standardize more, and the teachers who have these great ideas and would like to use them, they're told, no, we need to follow this curriculum,
right.
And every child has to be here. It's getting more lockstep the more testing we're doing.
And in the end, it's becoming more centralized, too, because the National Department of Education just implemented standardized national testing across all 50 states.
Yes.
So it's not getting any better.
No, that's right.
Diane, I want to define ADHD, and I've read this on the web. ADHD is the most common neurobehavioral disorder in childhood. Affects 4 to 12% of U.S. school-aged children. Symptoms may include, here it is, short attention span, impulsive behavior, and difficulty focusing and sitting still. Diane, that's about all five of my children. Should they all be on Ritalin?
I think so. I think you should buy it by the bucket, Kim.
Okay. Is this a made-up disease?
You know, in the 32 years that I've been working with kids, I have been always wondering that myself. We have seen the increase of these kids. I think it is two things. I think definitely it's a disease looking for, you know, a child to attach to.
Yeah.
Because of the numbers of kids, because of the demands that we're having, because of testing, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, one of the things that occurred to me is we need to look at the range. Mm-hmm. What I always tell parents is, are we looking at just end of normal, high normal? In other words, this child is, yes, hyperactive. Or are we looking at pathology?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have some of your listeners who are going to say, yes, I am homeschooling them. Yes, I'm giving them all the flexible days I can.
Mm-hmm.
But they truly are what they call bouncing off the walls. I mean, there is a true pathology out there.
There's something going on, and you have to really dig into it and figure out what it is.
Figure out what it is. You know,
right.
Mark 4:22, I just love that. God says that there's nothing hidden that won't be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So as we pray, he's going to show us the cause. Mm-hmm. They'll have four children. They're all, you know, in the range. And one, they say yes from baby on. And most of the time, those are the kids who have sensory integration issues, what
mm-hmm.
Dr. Lyndon Smith calls the goosey touchy kids, the kids who won't wear jeans
yeah.
because it's you know, hard for them.
Right, right.
They can't have things touch on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
So their sensory system, their feedback
yeah.
isn't balanced.
Yeah.
So then they react more to noise.
Right.
So those are the kids that in the school setting, they would immediately say Medicaid. At home, you have days,
yeah.
but you can make it all work, but there are natural things you can do
right.
to make that child's
right.
nervous system settle down.
Right, okay. And one of the things is not to set them in front of video games and very, very, you know,
stimulating
environments and just let them go crazy there. And that's what people do, don't they? They do all the wrong things often.
Yes, because, you know, we're all people.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes a little relief is nice.
Right,
and
right.
So this
right.
child is what we call our high-maintenance child.
Right.
Always needy, needy,
right.
needy. And, you know, I have many parents who feel guilty. They say, you know, I have four children. The other three take probably 10 minutes of the day. This
yeah.
child takes all the rest.
Right, right,
you
right.
don't feel guilty because they don't want you to intervene. Those other three are doing just fine.
Right. Okay. And oftentimes, are they boys or the girls or both? Or
there are, you know, it was interesting in the studies that they do, the Purdue University study, many of the studies have found that we have easily three times more boys than girls that
mm-hmm.
have our needs.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, that corpus callosum, that connection between the left and right hemisphere okay. of the brain,
right.
is made of essential fatty acids. The brain is 60% fat. That also coats the nervous system.
Okay.
Well, they found that boys have a three times higher need for essential fatty acids than girls.
Wow.
And
so it could be a diet thing, too.
Well, it appears, you know, boys tend to like more butter,
mm-hmm.
peanut butter. They gravitate towards
right.
all the oils.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, yeah, some of it is that. You know, we used to have good food.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have whole dairy. We used to have flaxseed. We used to have whole wheat, real eggs. We got all the good fat from our brain.
And the other thing, Diane, is you look at some of these great men in history, like Patrick Henry and others, they didn't do well in school early on, and yet they did very well later on, like Patrick Henry. They did very well. So is it true? I think Dr. Raymond Moore made a big point out of this, that many boys, really, you shouldn't clap them into some narrow, confined space and give them 16 books at the beginning of the year at 7 years of age. It just is not healthy for them.
That is so true. In fact, all the studies show that boys really aren't ready to start formal learning until they're age 8.
Wow. Wow. And that's the average.
Uh-huh. Exactly. That's average.
Okay.
So that's why we say, is it within range or is it in pathology?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's still a good range.
Right.
So for boys, in fact, in California for a long time, they weren't starting boys till age 8 in a certain area. And they saw, oh, yeah, then they made up all that time.
Oh, yeah.
Girls by, 6 or 5 are yelling the answers from
right.
the next door.
Right. And the boys are feeling stupid.
Feeling so stupid.
Right.
So
we
just say, just use duct tape. Pink duct tape works right. real good on those girls.
Diane, the more we talk, the more I think we're doing a lot of things wrong. We're stacking wrong things upon wrong things. We're really going to get some messed up kids. We're not careful.
Well, we're not. Any time you make anything big, the bigger centralized high schools we're getting, that's mm-hmm. where we get the difficulties. The middle
right.
schools are just getting huge, 1,300. Right. It's when the more you centralize, the more the individual teacher who really went into teaching because she loves children and loved teaching and had great ideas,
that's
is
why.
Just squelched the same as probably the Ritalin squelches the creativity of these wonderful little kids.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with Diane Kraft on the issue of ADD, the hyperactive child, the child who has a few more challenges or different challenges than other children. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring some real solutions to you in a moment as we continue with Generations. Stay tuned.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a 2-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son Daniel because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100 and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations.
It's Generations, and we talk about the things that matter most on this program. By the way, did you ever wonder how in the world we survived before they invented Ritalin? How did we get by? I've got a couple of ideas. This is back in the 1800s. How did they get by without Ritalin? Number one, they limited candy to Christmas Day, and the breakfast gruel didn't contain any Cocoa Puffs. Number two, after milking 50 dairy cows, an 8-year-old boy just didn't have the energy to be hyperactive. They weren't egalitarians. They just let boys be boys instead of pressing them into a unisex mold in some sterile unisex classroom. People actually cracked the Book of Proverbs, and they actually read the owner's instructions on how to raise kids and carefully followed those instructions before they ran out and listened to psychiatrists, psychologists, and other assorted snake oil salesmen. Children were also, more often than not, raised by their own parents and not by state-appointed experts. In the 1800s, there were far fewer video games, television, and other hyper-stimulating, useless forms of entertainment. No compulsory attendance laws, so little boys could be little boys until they were done with being little boys. Drugging kids? Well, they had chloroform if things got really bad. But for the most part, the ruler and the spanking stick seem to work pretty good. And the hyperactive teens, well, Almanzo Wilder's father's bullwhip seemed to do the job. You have to read Farmer Boy to get that one, the last in the Laura Ingalls Wilder set. 6 million kids on Ritalin. I wonder how many parents are listening to this program today. Probably not 6 million. But it's time for all of us to wake up. Drugging our kids is not the answer. It's time to get some common sense. Let's abandon the smooth-tongued wizards that are selling you the wrong education, the wrong drugs. Go back to the book. The book, the Bible, holds the eternal principles of truth. First-order principles for all of life. Listen to what the Bible says before you listen to another scientist or doctor with a new theory that will be contradicted in just 5 more years. That's our wrap-up. My name is Kevin Swanson. We appreciate our sponsors on this program. Please support our sponsors if you want this program to stay on the station. At least give them a call and tell them thank you for supporting this program. We're getting the word out, folks. My name is Kevin Swanson. Check out our website, www.kevinswanson.com, for more information on our guests, our sponsors, and lots of interesting articles. KevinSwanson.com. We'll be back next week, folks. Same station, same time. Stay tuned.
Generations is produced by Christian Home Educators of Colorado, together with our fine business partners, George Secrets Insurance, McKinney Motors, Christian Cottage Schools, Christian Liberty Academy, and Reformation Church in Castle Rock. Executive producer is Dave Buhner. You will find the products and services mentioned on this program at kevinswanson.com. That's kevinswanson.com. Join us again next week as we continue to build for a new generation, for heaven's sake.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Secrest Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home. Call George at George Secrest Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.